www.voiceamerica.com.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have poured onto the streets of Brazil's biggest cities to protest against President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the COVID-19 crisis and to call for his impeachment. In Rio de Janeiro, people carried placards with the faces of loved ones who died from the disease. Protesters rallied in several other cities, including Salvador, Belo Horizonte, and the capital, Brasilia. Bolsonaro has repeatedly refused to use lockdowns and other tough measures to prevent the spread of the virus. He once mocked COVID-19 as a little flu and said his opposition to lockdowns is designed to protect Brazil's economy. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 16.3 million Brazilians have been infected with COVID-19. More than 459,000 have died from the disease. The actual numbers are believed to be much higher. At least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others were wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of the Afghan capital on Saturday. The incident occurred when the bus they were traveling in was hit by an explosive device on the road in the city of Charikar, the capital of Parwan province, according to an Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman. No group claimed responsibility for the incident. Roadside bombs, small magnetic bombs attached under vehicles, and other attacks have targeted members of security forces, judges, government officials, society activists, and journalists in recent months in Afghanistan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Demonstrations were held in several countries on Saturday in solidarity with the Belarusian opposition movement. Protesters took to the streets of Krakow and Warsaw, Poland, while in Ukraine, about 100 Belarusians in Kiev held up old white, red, and white Belarusian flags, a symbol of the opposition, and chanted slogans including freedom to the motherland and long live Belarus. The rallies are a show of support for the opposition-minded Belarusians who fear repression following the arrest of a dissident journalist whose plane was forcibly diverted to Minsk earlier this week. The European Union has banned flights from the country, leaving opposition-minded Belarusians with few options to get out from under the authoritarian rule of President Alexander Lukashenko. For his part, Lukashenko spent Saturday on the Black Sea aboard Russian President Vladimir Putin's yacht for what were called informal discussions. French President Emmanuel Macron said Saturday France will strive alongside African nations to vaccinate 40% of the continent's population by the end of 2021. Reuters' Megan Revelle reports.
France will strive to help vaccinate 40% of Africa's population by the end of the year, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Saturday during an official visit in South Africa. He pledged to invest in boosting the continent's production of COVID-19 vaccines to help close a gap between African and Western nations. Macron said Africa made up around 20% of the world's need for vaccines, but only 1% of production. He reiterated support for waiving intellectual property rights for the vaccines, a move also supported by the United States but opposed by Germany. France plans to deliver 30 million doses to Africa by year end, part of more than 100 million doses that the European Union plans to deliver this year.
That's Reuters' Megan Revelle. An automated cargo rocket carrying supplies for China's new space station blasted off Saturday from an island in the South China Sea. A Long March 7 rocket carrying the Tianzhou 2 took off at 12 hours 50 UTC from a launch center on Hainan Island, according to the official Xinhua news agency. The Tianzhou 2 carried fuel and supplies for the Tianhe space station, according to state media. China launched the station's core module into orbit April 29th. The Chinese space agency plans 11 more launches through the end of next year to deliver two more modules for the 70-ton space station, supplies, and its three-member crew. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.